Hey, it's Addison
and Maya
from Little Miami Junior High, here to talk about the book and movie The Hate U Give. We chose this topic because we think that some of the things that happen in the book we can relate to the real world. This book is about a young black boy, Khalil Harris, that is shot and killed by a white police officer. Did you know that in 2018, 37.4% of shootings were racist shootings? This book is based on true events that happened in 2018.
I guess we should get to the part where we tell you how Star was the witness to Khalil's shooting. They were at a party. Star originally came with Kenya, Seven's sister. Seven and Star were only half-brother and sister. Kenya went to go fight a girl, and Star didn't want to be a part of it, so she walked away. That's when Khalil walked in. They were talking about life and sneakers, and then gunshots went off. Everyone scattered. Star and Khalil rode in his car. Apparently, Khalil had false turning signals, but he was forced to get out of the car because he wouldn't turn his music down. The officer told him not to move. He moved. He went to check if Star was okay. He pulled out a hairbrush, and that's when it happened. Khalil was shot in the chest. And I get that he wasn't supposed to move, but there are things police have to do before they shoot. For example, the police have to say, stop, hands up. And if they don't, they shoot at the legs, not the chest. When Khalil was shot, Star ran out of the car crying. The police officer was looking for the gun, only to find a hairbrush lying next to Khalil, who was bleeding out and died right in front of Star.
Khalil Harris, 17-year-old boy who was going through some things. His grandma had cancer, and his mom stole drugs from the King Lords. The King Lord is the biggest drug dealer in Garden Heights. Garden Heights is where Khalil Harris and his witness, Star Carter, live. Star is the main character. She goes to Wilmington, which is a predominantly white school. Star only goes to this school because people say if you go to the high school in her neighborhood, you either get drunk, pregnant, or killed. At Star's school, she says she can't act herself because people would call her ghetto or hood. And in Star's neighborhood, she can't act too white. I believe it is sad that our world has come to this, where people have to be two sides of themselves. You are one person. Be one person. Star was interviewed by the NCIS, and they never asked about the police officer who shot Khalil. They only cared about what Khalil said or did. Khalil sold drugs for the King Lords, but not because he wanted to, because he had to. Like I said, his grandma had cancer, so he did what he had to do to make it through. It's hard to talk about someone who died right in front of you. People want Star to speak up for Khalil, but her mom doesn't want her to. Her mom says being on the news is too much exposure because people kill people who snitch. Eventually, Star's mom agreed to let her on the news if her face was blurred. Star snitched on the King Lords. She told everyone the King Lord was the biggest drug dealer in Garden Heights. Later that night, they were at dinner and King was ready to fight because of Star. The police came out of nowhere and almost beat Star's dad's head into the ground until they found out Star was the witness. It's unfair that police think they can do whatever they want until they find out they could get in trouble for it.
Here's some facts about the author, Angie Thomas. Angie Thomas was born and raised and still resides in Jackson, Mississippi. She is a former teen rapper whose greatest accomplishment was having an article written about her in Write On magazines. She holds a BFA in creative writing. The Hate U Give was Angie's first novel. Angie Thomas won Goodreads Choice Awards Best Debut, Goodreads Author, and Audi Award for Young Adult, and Goodreads Choice for the Best of the Best.
To sum it all up, here's what the book is about. 16-year-old Star Carter moves between two worlds, the poor black neighborhood where she lives and the fancy suburban prep school she attends. The uneasy balance between these worlds is shattered when Star witnesses the fatal shooting of her childhood best friend, Khalil. At the hands of the police officer, Khalil was unarmed. Soon afterward, Khalil's death is a national headline. Some are calling him a thug, maybe even a drug dealer and a gangbanger. Star's best friend at school suggests he might have had it coming. When it becomes clear to the police that the police have little interest in investigating the incident, protesters take it to the streets, and Star's neighborhood becomes a war zone.
What everyone wants to know now is what really went down that night. And the only person alive who can answer that is Star. But what Star does or does not says could destroy her community. It could also endanger her life. Angie Thomas's searing debut about the ordinary girl in extraordinary circumstances addresses issues of racism and police violence with intelligence, heart, and unflinching honesty.
Here are some 8-star reviews about the book The Hate U Give. The Atlantic says, an incisive and engrossing perspective of the life of a Black teenage girl. In an arguably important book that demands the widest possible readership, ALA Book List. A portrait of culture and community and young womanhood that feels as fresh and necessary as Star's inedible voice, Entertainment Weekly. The Hate U Give is a vital look at racism and police violence, Newsweek. Read Star's story because it's important, but read it to heal, to emphasize, and enjoy. Read it because it's the Huffington Post. The Hate makes you uncomfortable. That's because it should. Christian Science Monitor.
Today we are here with Officer Brandenburg, here to talk about racist shootings around the world. So how do you feel about racist shootings?
If you shoot anybody or kill anybody out of any kind of hate is bad. But if you shoot somebody because it's racist, whether it's color, whether it's ethnic group, whether it's religion, whether it's anything like that, to me, if you shoot somebody because of that, you should be punished 10 times more than what anybody else is. Because that's hate. I mean, you're hating somebody for what they look like, what they believe in, what they've grown up with, things like that. To me, that's absolutely ridiculous. Whether you're a bad guy doing it, whether you're in the military and you do it, anything like that, whether you're anything along those lines, if you're killing somebody because of what they look like or what they believe in, to me, that's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. No one should be targeted, whether you're walking down the street, whether you're in a church, whether you're in a synagogue, whether you're anywhere else. You should not be targeted for what your skin looks like, for what you believe in, or what you worship. So,
thank you so much.
No problem. Anytime.
That's all we got for you today, folks.
Hope you enjoyed our book review. Now here are some bloopers.
Enjoy.
Khalil Harris, 17-year-old boy who was going through some things. His grandma had cancer and his mom stole drugs from the King Lord. The King Lord is the biggest drug dealer in Garden Heights. Garden Heights is where Khalil and his witness, Star Carter, live. Star is the main character. She goes to Wilmington, which is a predominantly white school. Star only goes to this school because people say that if you go to the high school in her neighborhood, you either get drunk, pregnant, or killed. At Star's school, she says she can't act herself because people would call her ghetto or hood. And in Star's neighborhood, you can't act too white. I believe it is sad that our world has come to this, where people have to be two sides of themselves. You are one person. Be one person.
Star was interviewed by the NCIS, and they never asked about the police officer who shot Khalil. Then they only one.
You be quiet, too.
Dang. I guess we should get to the part where we tell you how Star was...
Dang it.
You dumb got it.
Star was interviewed by the DA. They never asked about the police officer who shot Khalil. They only cared about the...
It's a bug.
You dumb. It's just a bug. Come on. You're fine.
Thank you.
Star was interviewed by the Can you be quiet, please?
Star was interviewed by the NCIS, and they never asked about the police officer who shot Khalil. They only cared about what Khalil said or did. Khalil sold drugs for the King Lord, but not because he wanted to, because he had to. Like I said, his grandma died. No, his grandma did not die.
Star was interviewed by the... Oh my goodness.
right when we start recording.
Star and Khalil not only were best friends since the first grade, but Khalil was Star's first kiss. Star also had another friend. Dang it, I messed
it's
up.
It's fine, because you could have went with that and then didn't.
These are what some editors said about the book. An inclusive and engrossing perspective of life of a teenage, of a black...